Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast where we go through the news and we talk about the news and do some stuff with the news. And that's about it, really. John's back. Oh, no, where have I put the piece of paper? That's the wrong one. John's back, regular contributor to the show, who was is off and for various reasons, but he's back again now in contact. You can contact the show. If you tweet me quite a lot, then there is a special WhatsApp number where you can get in touch and you get some inside scoop. Hang on, what's this piece of paper? That's not the script either. Maybe there is no script for today's show. So if you keep tweeting me at Mr. Stephen Allen and you want to get the contact details for how you can get in touch with the show when the show's not on air so that you can get your contributions involved, because our podcasts have to work, you can do that. What else was I going to mention in the start? Actually, no, I'll leave it for this start of the actual show. We did a radio show, we trimmed it down to a podcast, and it came out sounding like this. So on the show today, we have many news stories. Let's have a look. Vegetable news, something about 46 minutes. No idea what that's to do with. Camels and Hot March are all written down there. I think that's probably the month rather than the idea. I don't know, I suppose you would get quite warm on a March. And also today we will be paying tribute to the physicist Higgs, because he passed away, 93 was. So, you know, good innings, but also managed to have quite the accomplishment. In the 1960s, proposed the idea of the Higgs boson, and a couple of years ago it was proved right. Wow, so well done, living long enough for that to be proved. He certainly was a man who was notable in his field. Come to one side for a second. That joke works because the Higgs boson is the force-carrying particle in the Higgs field. Back over here. Here we go. So there we go. What a great scientist. And to pay tribute to him, I shall be holding a mass. Come to one side again. The Higgs field is the thing that gives some subatomic particles their mass. We're back over here. So all of that lies ahead of us like a show. Ruby Wax is in the news for a very strange reason. She went on a 30-day silent retreat to break her smartphone use. Relapsed straight away afterwards. She wanted to teach herself some humility after the pandemic. She told Loose Ends podcast that I signed up to a 30-day silent retreat. I've got two kids at home. I'd love the idea of 30-day silence. Could you imagine? I'd take 30 minutes. Some days I'd take 30 seconds, but they're always there. The idea, though, that you need to go away to get away from mobile phone use. I mean, look, I know it's serious, but why don't you try living where I live and being on the 3 network? Because that weans you off, whether you want it to or not. It's an interesting one. I don't know what to do with this news story. It's a story about, where's it gone? Here we are. Police. Police are hunting two shoplifters who stole nearly £2,000 worth of electric toothbrushes. And that sounds like it's the setup to a joke, doesn't it? It sounds like it's... Remember when the two Ronnies did News Desk? Honestly, what kind of a comedian would sit behind a pretend news desk to do jokes? But remember when they did the fake news stories? good evening. Police have reported a hole in the wall to a nudist colony. Police are looking into it. Right? That kind of stuff. It feels like this is one of those, isn't it? Now, finally, police are hunting two shoplifters who stole nearly £2,000 of electric toothbrushes. What would the punchline be? Tweets to at Mr. Stephen Allen, if you can think of it. Track me down on social media. Police are hunting shoplifters fresh, clean... Oh! There's a joke somewhere, and if you can help me find it, you're not going to win anything, because I mean, I would have bought you a toothbrush, but they're fresh out. The typical Brit, according to a piece of research, only gets 46 minutes to themselves of me time, which is less rude than you'd imagine. Well, 46 minutes, come on. No one takes that long, do they? Me time is a rarity for most, with work 56%, chores 57%, and admin among the barriers. 30% for the last one. Half claim that they only get time to themselves when they go to bed. While 30% consider trips to the bathroom as free time. Well, so do I. But that's why I'm surprised that you only get 46 minutes. I'm a middle-aged bloke. 46 minutes means I'm two-thirds of the way there. I'd barely even finish reading the newspapers. I don't know why it is, but men take longer in the toilet. And I think I know why. It's nothing to do with biology. It is because it's the only place where you can lock the door and people stop asking you for things. This story I'm confused about, really. Apparently, if you want to save the planet, they always say, eat less meat, blah, 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 blah. But there's another way around it, because cows are particularly bad for the planet because they burp and they break wind. And that is a problem, and I did not realise that was a problem, in which case I should apologise to Sting. Sorry about that. Honestly, I think I've got a bigger carbon footprint than Luxembourg. Camels are far better for the planet than cows because they don't break wind as much. Camels don't break wind. I mean, I understand if you've evolved to be suitable for a desert, you would have a body that stores fat, that stores water, that means you wouldn't need to have a drink that often. If there's one place I would presume you could absolutely let rip, it would be in a desert. Do you know what I mean? There's, you imagine Lawrence of Arabia, some kind of... If in the middle of one of those, the wind gently blowing sand across the desert, up a dune, if you suddenly went... No one would write to complain, would they? No one would... They wouldn't notice, even downwind of you. Then again, it is hot, and that does make it worse. So, all right, forget it. That news story about some blokes nicked a lot of electric toothbrushes, and it feels like it's a setup to a joke. John's been trying to help. He says he's been thinking about this while I've been shopping, and I thought it's a very sensitive subject. I'm thinking on the lines of they've rinsed the shop of toothbrushes, made a clean getaway. With a name like mine, it's got to be a McLean getaway. His name's John McLean. And then he sends another one. In these desperate times, I've put it down to the flossed of living crisis. Okay, now that one works for me. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that is right up my street. Just a little catch up on that story, which I'm sure you heard about. The English bloke who ran the length of Africa from the bottom point all the way up to the top point, went around the edge. And everyone's like, hey, he's the first Brit to do it. I think some newspaper said first man to do it. And that's where it all kicked off. Apparently he's not. A French bloke did it before. Some other people did it before. And then there are even more people now saying, no, you can't call yourself the first one. Where are you going? Are you? Tired in the middle of the afternoon. Tired by my own material. But no, this bloke, apparently known as the hardest geezer, Russ Cook. Some people want him knighted, but loads of people saying that it's just a big swizz. He's one of many. He's like in the top 10 of blokes who've done this. I think he deserved to be knighted, not for being a bloke who ran the distance of Africa, but for the fact that he is a very ginger man who ran Africa. Of all the continents, the sunny ones are the ones to avoid. I got a little bit of ginger in the beard, and I wouldn't go anywhere near doing that. So I don't know whether he deserves a medal for it or whether this is some sort of convoluted sponsorship deal with Frazzles, in which case, nah. Don't like people who take Chris money, Lineker. I love this story. Write this one down. Fruit. They've analysed fruit and found that fruit and veg, actually, contain forever chemicals. You know, those polyfluoro blah, 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 blah ones. They're really bad for you, like Teflon. They get in your system, they stay there. You don't want that. They've been found in fruit and veg. Say no more. I don't need to read more than the first small paragraph of this story. You can keep the vegetables. I'll stick to the rest of it. Long-lasting toxins have been found in common UK fruits, vegetables and spices, prompting alarm among campaigners over the potential impact on public health. Strawberries, grapes, cherries, spinach are all found to contain PFA chemicals. And they call forever chemicals because they don't break down inside the body. Sometimes if you eat certain vegetables, I feel they don't break down either. They come straight through, don't they? That's the thing. No one should be surprised there are forever chemicals in sweet corn. Because if ever there's something that the body has proven that it cannot break down, it's that bad boy, isn't it? Just time for a quick hit on this story, simply because it continues my campaign of attacking the water companies. I'm just irked that years ago, decades ago, privatisation happens. People make thousands, millions of pounds off the back of it. And we seem to have a worse product now, don't we? We've got poops in our water, in our swimming water, I suppose. Thames Water is reportedly splurging millions of pounds a week on management consultants and bankers amid a cash crisis. The UK's largest water supplier is scrambling to shore up, pun intended, finances after parent company Kimball defaulted on its debts. So, just no joke on that one. Just I like to keep us up to date with reasons to think dubiously of the water companies. Yeah, more on that story, I'm sure. Another eco story type thing. Apparently March was the, let's have a look, March was a record hot month as global climate records continue to topple. The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service shows it was hotter globally than any other previous record for the month. You know, when it's like a hot July, that feels like a worry, doesn't it? But when it's a hottest version of a month where often you can get snow and be stuck on the M11 in traffic, then really, look, I'm sure it is bad, but it really seems like if that's, you know, I'll take a bit of that. And I'm sure it's somehow it's going to cause problems, but whatever, I'm not sat in traffic, I can drive faster and pump out some more CO2. Oh yeah, I see how this goes. Eurovision in the news. Apparently, this year's Eurovision is set to be spooked by a real-life witch. Ireland's act, Bramby Tug. No, because in Ireland, isn't it that you don't pronounce the TH? That's why Thin Lizzy, as a band, were called Thin Lizzy, because they don't pronounce the TH, they pronounce it as a T. So Tin Lizzy was like the robot thing, right? Because then she's called Bramby Tug. No, stop looking at me like that. I'm allowed to say that on radio. It's T-H-U-G, thug, but Bramby Tug. They're looking at me through the glass like I'm going to get off-commed. Apparently she's been following witchcraft for years, so we'll finally find out if witchcraft's up to much, because if I watch it and still think it's rubbish, I think we've proved something there. Final story that we didn't get time for in the radio version of the podcast is this one. Penis sizes around the world have been revealed and Brits blokes aren't measuring up. UK lads came in 68th in the global league. Brit guys are working with an average of 5.2. I love it when a new story makes me feel good about myself. Very few do these days, but all right. Men from Ecuador have a wider... No, they didn't say that. This is still length. It says they wheeled. I read it as wider. They have a wider average. Well, they've got a 6.98 inch. Oh, that makes me feel bad. They're officially the most well-endowed ahead of Cameroon, Bolivians and Sudanese. I just want to know who gets it out when someone comes with near you with a clipboard. Excuse me, sir, I'm doing a survey. Oh, yeah, what about penis size? Zip. No. Although, actually, if you read on, the survey was done in Germany. So if a German woman comes up and goes, lower your trousers, I think you just would. Just that tone just makes you do stuff. So maybe that's how they do it. Anyway, subscribe to wherever you found this podcast. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. Till next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.